The World This Week, Politics.
2 months after an election, a deal to form a new German government was unveiled. Olaf Scholz of the Social Democrats will lead a coalition with the Greens and the Free Democrats, a pro-business party. Mr. Scholz will succeed Angela Merkel as Chancellor in early December. The inclusion of the Greens has put climate change front and centre of the new government's agenda. It also pledges to build 400,000 flats a year to ease a housing crisis. Magdalena Andersson resigned only hours after becoming Sweden's first female prime minister. Her brief tenure ended when the Greens quit a new coalition with her Social Democratic Party in a row over the budget. Ms. Andersson is expected to regain the job with the support of parties that want to keep the populist Sweden Democrats out of power. At least 27 migrants drowned off the coast of France trying to reach Britain. It was the biggest single loss of life in the English Channel since such figures started to be recorded in 2014. The number of illegal channel landings orchestrated by criminal gangs is already 3 times higher this year than in all of 2020. The British and French governments have promised to step up their fight against people traffickers, but it is not yet clear who will pay to patrol the waves. José Antonio Kast, a candidate of the hard right, took first place in the first round of Chile's presidential election. He will face Gabriel Boric, a candidate of the left, in a runoff next month. For the first time since the return of democracy in 1990, Chile will not be governed by a president from one of the established centre-left or centre-right parties. Venezuela's opposition took part in elections for the first time in 4 years. The process was grossly skewed, said America's Secretary of State. The ruling party won 20 of 23 state governorships. Cuba congratulated Nicolás Maduro, Venezuela's dictator, before the results were declared. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, announced that the country would build a circular Bitcoin city at the base of the Conchagua volcano. The mountain's geothermal energy will be used to power Bitcoin mining. In September, El Salvador became the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender. Abiy Ahmed, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, said he would personally lead frontline troops fighting against rebels from the northern region of Tigray, who are advancing towards the capital, Addis Ababa. Several countries have urged their citizens to leave Ethiopia immediately. Sudan's civilian Prime Minister, Abdallah Hamdok, who was ousted in a coup in October, was reinstated. He had reached a deal with the coup leaders after days of protests and 41 deaths. He agreed to allow the army to stay in charge and to postpone elections. He said he made these concessions, which appalled the protesters, to avoid further bloodshed. The British government sought to declare the whole of Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that controls the Gaza Strip, a terrorist organisation. Britain had already proscribed the group's military wing.